sexuality, lesbianism, and so on. There's so much more we could talk about. This matter of the UN is very serious. And I want to bring back to your remembrance that in the year 2000, the UN established goals, 8 goals, Millennium Development Goals. And these they committed to implement by the year 2015. That's 2.5 years from now. What will be the implication of all of that taking effect 2.5 years from now? Interestingly, that's just 3 to 3.5 years before the end of the 70-year generation period since the founding of Israel. You might want to ponder the implications of these numbers and this conversation today. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. Also, I want to make available to you the New World Religion. The New World Religion, you're going to get the $15 to Save America Ministries. Get on our website, saveus.org. Pray for us and become a partner. God bless and be a blessing.
Listen to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I want to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be for this next hour the views of Dr. Sal Giorgiani, and we're going to be talking about the rationing of healthcare. Now, when I went into medicine, it was a wonderful and noble profession, and for the first 5 years I practiced from 1960 to about 1965 when we introduced Medicare. Why? Certainly it was a wonderful way to help people. Medicine was not that expensive. Nobody went without medical care. We had a county hospital in every county in the entire United States, or the county was responsible for taking care of those who really couldn't afford care. And if you could afford to pay half or a quarter, whatever you could afford to pay, why, of course, it would be required of you. But everybody could get health care, and we practiced good medicine, and the doctor was answerable to the patient. But that all began to change about 1965 when Medicare came in, and, of course, President Johnson, the Democratic administration, said, you know, we're going to come in with this wonderful system, and, of course, we're going to guarantee health care to all the senior citizens, and it's going to work very well. We promise to give doctors their usual and customary fee. We're going to pay usual and customary fee to the hospitals. We're going to be able to provide health care. We have plenty of money to provide health care to the people. And there's no reason why a country as wealthy as ours can't make sure that every senior citizen has access to health care. And initially I was very, very skeptical. I said there's just no way they can actually provide regular and customary fee to doctors and not interfere when they practice medicine or certainly ration medical care. There's no way they can afford to pay the hospital's regular and customary fee. But I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. They did exactly what they said they would do. And certainly we had a regular and customary fee for doctors and hospitals, and it worked very well. The only problem is they didn't tell us how long they were going to give usual and customary fees to the doctors and the hospitals. And before long, Well, the hospitals then were getting, of course, their cost plus 1%. And, of course, if your hospital bill was $1,000, it was a lot. You've made a lot more than if your hospital bill was $100. And if the hospital bill was $50,000, you made a lot more than if the hospital bill was $1,000. And so the hospitals had an incentive to run up the costs. President Johnson assured us in 1965, by the year 1990, why Medicare was only going to cost about $9 billion. Well, by 1990, Medicare cost about $90 billion. Today, it costs somewhere between $600 and $700 billion every year. And of course, now, of course, with certainly all the additional 78 or 79 million people, Americans, qualifying for Medicare in the coming coming 19 years. Why, of course, this is going to bankrupt America. And the only solution is, well, we're going to have to ration access to health care. And it's already started, and that's why we're going to be talking to Dr. Sal Georgiana tonight, because, of course, there is already a program underway to begin to ration health care, and there's going to be more and more rationing, and elderly people are going to be left to die, and, of course, this is the end result of all of these socialist programs. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan. My guest this evening is Dr. Sal Giorgiani, and of course, basically, he's a pharmacist. He's worked and practiced for many years, but now, of course, he's speaking out, of course, against about the real problems we face in medicine as we're going to have to start rationing access to health care. And certainly, these wonderful ideas the government can provide whatever the people want and doesn't have to be concerned about the financing, certainly is ludicrous. If you look in the background of what's already happened to the skyrocketing cost of medicine, right now, of course, it's the cost of Medicare and Medicaid is somewhere between $600 and $700 billion every year, and of course, that doesn't get. Point out the fact that right now, of course, you go right ahead, sir.
Well, one of the interesting things is that, as you point out, that we can't really predict how these programs are grown, and I don't think anybody back in the 60s under the Johnson administration could have predicted the actual cost that we have now to support Medicare and Medicaid, nor do I think anybody in the Obama administration can accurately project what the cost of the Affordable Care Act will be in 2054. I just don't think that that's possible. But yet we start down a path promising this wealth of services to the American public, which I'm not sure we can pay for. One of the consequences of that is, as anybody who manages a household or a business budget knows, is you have to start ratcheting down or rationing the types of care or the types of services or who these services go to, just as a practical matter of managing a budget, because budget, like the universe, just can't grow expansively without end. And I think that's what, Dr. Stan, we're seeing now with the recommendations from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force for certain diagnostic tests that they now reviewing, and certain procedures that they're now reviewing.
All right. Well, I think it's about time people begin to understand that once this new legislation is in place, why the government's going to determine exactly what medical care is going to be available and how much it's going to cost. And since they only have a certain amount of medicine, they're going to have to begin to cut back on the availability of medical care to various groups. And when you're talking certainly about a current expense right now of somewhere between $600 and $700 million, and then you're talking about over doubling the number of people within the 19 years from about 56 million people up to about well over 120 million people from a price from about 56 million, somewhere over 120 million people, and 19 years, and certainly some of them will die off, but most of them will not. There's going to have to be restriction of the availability of medication for these people. How are you going to do that? Who is going to get what medications? Or will people be able to buy that on their own? Or will there be restrictions on their ability to buy it? And so certainly I'm going to let you pick up the story, Sal. Tell our listeners what's going on and what is going to happen. Specifically, we want to take the example, certainly, of the prostate, because this is simply one of the diseases that is going to be restricted, but everything in medicine is going to be restricted, and they are going to prevent adequate health care, and with that bring the death of a significant part of our population. Without that, there's no way that they can continue, certainly operating with the finances that are going to be available. You pick up the story.
Well, I watch very carefully issues revolving around men's health. One is, first, from the context that I'm the science director for the Men's Health Network, and then also I'm the vice chair and chair-elect for the American Public Health Association caucus section on men's health. So I have a very strong interest in watching the trends for public policy that affect the health of men. And what happened, Dr. Stan, along about October, November of 2011, a group called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which is a committee that is under the auspices of the Health and Human Services of physicians and academicians and nurses and other clinicians appointed by HHS, began the process of reviewing the utility, the usefulness of a very, very important screening test for prostate cancer called the prostate-specific antigen, PSA test. This PSA test has been used in the United States for over 20 years by hundreds of thousands of men, by physicians, both urologists, general practitioner physicians, to help screen for issues that may be evolving in the prostate gland for men. And what the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force said was that they had selected certain studies, they've reviewed these studies, and they've come to a conclusion that this PSA test that has been credited with saving the lives of untold thousands of men and reducing the incidence of prostate cancer by about 40 to 44%, according to the American Urologic Association. This PSA test that's been so valuable and a mainstay of diagnostic procedures for men is not only no longer viewed by this panel as effective, but also as dangerous. So this panel moved the recommendation down. They have five different categories of recommendations they could use to categorize procedures and tests. And they categorize it in the lowest possible category. It's unbelievable to many of us that are mental health advocates, that are clinicians and scientists, and even to very important groups such as the American Urologic Association and the National Cancer Coalition. The panel basically said that the data is inconclusive as to the benefit of these screenings, and that the risk, therefore, of causing anxiety in men and then subjecting them to potential second-tier diagnostic procedures to confirm the presence or absence of cancer was not enough to outweigh the benefits of it. So here we have a test that has been proven effective that this federally funded and federally selected panel reviewed based on their own criteria. And without input from any other experts, this is deemed, well, we just don't think it's worth it. So the story continues here that this panel is required by federal law to go out and request comments from the general medical community. The general medical community, including the American Urologic Association, the National Cancer Coalition, the Men's Health Network, Women Against Prostate Cancer, Veterans Health Caucus, all weighed in and said, look, we think you're doing the wrong thing here. We really think this is a useful test, and you shouldn't prohibit or remove the recommendation for use of this PSA screen. They ignored that, and May 21st, 2012, just in time for a very bad Father's Day present for all the men of America, they came back and they reaffirmed their conclusion that this PSA test is not useful. The danger here, Dr. Stan, is that it may not be covered by Medicare, and then third-party private payers also may follow that lead. They may not cover it, but also it puts physicians in a ticklish situation by saying that this test has more risks than it has benefits, in their opinion. They put a physician in a very difficult spot because if they do test and something does happen to go wrong, because things happen in healthcare, just as they do in any endeavor, the physician essentially is left without without any recourse. And I think you're going to see a fair amount of medical malpractice coming from this very, very poorly constructed recommendation.
Well, I think people have to understand that we're not getting the truth about health care. Let me give you an example. Certainly as far as statin drugs are concerned. Now, statin drugs are very, very profitable for Merck, for Pfizer, for all of these companies. And you look at the long-term care use of statin drugs, they're very, very common. Millions of Americans take them. And if you look at what they will tell you, 30% reduction in cancer. What they really mean is if you take, say, 100 people and you give them the statin drugs over a five-year period, why, of course, certainly 2% of them will develop cancer if you don't give them the statin drugs. 3% will develop cancer. And basically, based upon that, they say, well, the difference between 3 and 2, that's 30%. So really, of course, it's 1%. But there are millions of people who take those statin drugs every day with the idea you're going to get a 30% reduction in cancer. Whereas, of course, if you look at the real statistics on testing with statin drugs, they pick up about 40% of the cancer. What's the difference? Certainly people who take the statin drugs, the real difference, not this artificial distance that they talk about. What can we really find out by testing people for CA of the prostate when properly done?
Well, as you know, and hope, and just explain a little bit for your listeners, that the prostate gland as it ages in men can grow, and sometimes this growth in the prostate gland is benign. That is, nothing bad will happen about it. It's just you have some symptoms of decreased bladder emptying or trouble voiding, or that very troublesome waking up in the middle of the night one or two times to go to the bathroom. But it can be in some men that that's not an issue, but in other men, that growth of
hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Sal Giorgiani, and we're going to be talking certainly about the difficulty today, where, of course, they want to say, well, certainly the positive tests for prostatic cancer ineffective. We shouldn't even be doing the studying the PSA test to find out whether a person has cancer or not, although this is a very, very accurate test. On the other hand, of course, they're giving us all sorts of medications on a regular basis to prevent prostatic cancer, and it really is not that effective. But the average individual doesn't understand that when they tell us, certainly if you take these various medications, that suddenly you cut down the incidence of cancer by 30%. What it really does, of course, is cut the incidence of cancer down by about 1%. But, of course, they use the difference between 3 in 100 and 2 in 100 to say it drops at 30%. So, basically, of course, they want us all to take these medications, and they really don't do that much of any good where the things that really will be helpful, why are currently actively being discouraged by government practice of medicine? It just doesn't make any sense.
The commercial interests in the media do have, an agenda here. They're looking to sell ad space. And while much of the advertising is responsible, there is a significant portion of advertising which is, enticing. That is not necessarily a good thing, because as you say, Dr. Stan, that does lead people to get the false impression that there's a pill for every ill. And that's just not the case. The best safeguard against that really is to have a good relationship with a physician. And that relationship with a physician is the kind of thing that everybody should cultivate and utilize. One of the great difficulties I see with the Affordable Care Act is that it's going to hurt the ability for people to have good regular contact with their physician. And since we're still in Men's Health Month, I do want to say that there's a particular problem with the guys. There was an interesting study done by the Centers for Disease Control, which is a federal agency, a very, very reputable and very, very an agency with very high levels of integrity. The Center for Disease Control did a study, and they looked at the number of preventive health visits that women and men have over a year's period. And what they found is that 92% of women have had a physician's visit in the past year, where only 76% of men have had a physician's visit in the past year, and only 62% of African-American men and 45% of Hispanic men have had any physician contact in the past year. One of the byproducts of rationing is not just rationing of services or medication or diagnostic tests, but it's also rationing of access to health care. So while there are, I believe, some grand claims about increasing access, I don't necessarily know that that access is going to be increased when you need it. If you look at the way healthcare has evolved in Europe, and the Obama administration has a record in many, many ways in terms of its social policy, its security policy, of mirroring the policies that have evolved in Europe. So if you look at the way healthcare is delivered in Europe, there is rationing of access to healthcare. So while you may have a generalized office visit, you may not be able to get access to a physician for special need health care. The waiting list, for example, for certain procedures and condition, management of conditions in Europe is well over 18 months. One example cited very frequently is renal transplants. So that may be a bit of an extreme, but I think it is instructive to see it. So when you look at the consequences of government deciding how health care has to be practiced, one of the issues I think we're in for a rude awakening for 3 or 5 years is the ability to access the physician, to get that information to you, to be on consultation so that you know how to separate commercial messages from real data and make proper and informed decisions.
Well, now, what about the effectiveness of the PSA test? How accurate is that for prostatic cancer?
Well, the PSA test is a screening test. It just allows people to know that there's something going on in that prostate gland that may or may not need further evaluation. But the American Urological...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And I guess it's Dr. Sal Georgiana. We're talking about basically the problem we face today. No, basically what they want is centralized health care, where a group of experts appointed by the government will determine how medicine is practiced and what will be done for people, also depending not only on their age, but depending primarily on their age. And what the federal government wants to do right now is discourage the use of PSA screening for prostatic cancer. Now remember, one out of every two men gets prostatic cancer, one out of every three men gets a cancer, one out of every three women gets a cancer of the breast. So many of the cancers of the prostate are long-standing. The patients may die of some other disease. Other cancers of the prostate are fulminating and need to be treated immediately. But the federal government has certainly decreed that we're not going to continue testing on a regular basis or routine testing for prostatic cancer, even though one out of every two men gets prostatic cancer. The federal government certainly is going to discourage treatment for prostatic cancer, but I'm going to let you sort of pick this story up there because I think it's vitally important that people understand that we overtreat many situations and we undertreat many situations depending upon who has the people back there in Washington, D.C., but basically, the drug companies are certainly draining phenomenal amounts of money off of the people for the treatment of non-specific diseases or diseases that really, it's almost like they've sort of created it. And basically, we see this certainly with some of the tests that are done, certainly for the prostate, and basically they will do these tests on you. And if your test is used to be, if it was 280, you would worry, and then they got it down to 250, and then to 200, and now a test is supposed to be down around 160 as they run this test on you. And basically, of course, this test is nonspecific and is giving all sorts of false information. And of course, giving people these specific drugs we're talking about here in this instance, statin drugs. We're giving phenomenal amounts of statin drugs to the people. But, of course, when it comes to the treatment of the prostate, why they sort of want to ignore the treatment of prostatic cancer, and yet, of course, we're going to spend literally hundreds of millions of dollars on statin drugs to take care of non-existent problems with the cholesterol, blood cholesterol levels. So you sort of pick this story up, Sal, because I know you feel very deeply that the abandonment of the PSA test, or at least the abandonment of the screening aspect of this test, is a very dangerous thing, and we certainly ought to be screening for it and then follow through and find out if there's something to be concerned about as far as prostatic cancer. Would that be the case?
Absolutely. You know, I'll go back to a very central part of my concern with how the Obamacare Act or any federal intervention in healthcare moves, and that is it inserts a bureaucratic process, a dissociated, disinterested panel appointed by the government between the patient and the physician. So whether you're trying to make a good decision about use of statin drugs or the use of antidepressants, or the use of a screening test for this condition or that condition, having a federal panel deny you the ability to speak with a physician and make an informed decision with information, with data, with a test, is a disservice. When these panels are put together, they're put together of individuals who I believe reflect the opinion of the administration. The opinion of the administration is that we need to ration care. These panels are put together with individuals who believe in that philosophy. And the way this panel works is it selects its own data. It reviews the data based on its own criteria, self-appointed criteria, and then it publishes its findings. They take comments, but they don't have to adhere to any of the comments, and then they make a final rule. So as for the PSA test, that's exactly the process that this panel picked. Now, there was an interesting article that just appeared June 18th in a very, very prestigious medical journal, the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And this journal had a series of 8 authors from Europe and the United States, with the lead author coming from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. And they excoriated the findings of this U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommendation regarding PSA. I have never seen, Dr. Stan, such strong language published in a prestigious medical journal. The authors actually said that the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force did not completely assess the mortality benefits of screening, that is, the benefits of preventing deaths in screening using the PSA test. They also said that the guidelines were very poorly analyzed and made definitive conclusions based on incomplete data sets. They went on to say in this very, very pithy, very, very hard-hitting article in a very prestigious journal that the Preventive Services Task Force combined lesser quality trial data with top-flight data and, quote-unquote, made a mess of the combined analysis. They go on to show some data which is being generated in Europe that, again, confirms what the American Urologic Association said, that prostate screening has reduced the overall mortality rate by about 44%. So the bottom line here is, since this panel, this federally appointed panel, works autonomously without any oversight, and makes recommendations based on its selection of criteria and studies key markers, they basically can foster any agenda that they want to foster. Because as we all know from statistics, there's statistics and darn statistics, and you can make statistics do almost anything if you could pick the right data set. So what I believe we are going to be seeing as healthcare federal oversight of healthcare and federal recommendations of healthcare moves forward with the Affordable Care Act of federal panels selecting data based on an agenda or a predisposition to making a statement, and then proving their statement and then making recommendations which then will really guide what and how physicians have to interact with their patients and what and how things will be paid for.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that there's not enough money to take care of all of the older people who are developing degenerative diseases, developing heart diseases, diabetes, cancers of one sort or another. The most prevalent of all the cancers in men is cancer of the prostate. Screening for them is fine, and then, of course, if the screening test comes back, that doesn't mean that they have cancer.
Absolutely.
But certainly it means that they should be evaluated more fully and perhaps biopsied, something of that sort, to find out if they do have a cancer and watch very closely. And then if they have a cancer, there are very effective treatments that can prevent them from dying of the cancer. What this, in essence, this new directive from the federal government is doing is saying, we're going to stop this widespread screening. Oh, and if the doctor finds out that you have a CA of the prostate through certainly a local biopsy, but they're not going to be biopsying people unless they know there's a reason to be concerned. And sometimes you can actually have a prostate, feels perfectly normal when you examine it, but if you biopsy it in several places, you'll find out that there's a cancer there. It may be a very mild cancer that doesn't have to be treated. Or it may be an aggressive cancer that must be treated or it will kill you. Right now, over 200,000 people, men, die of cancer of the prostate every year. This attitude that the federal government's taking of not trying to screen for this could mean we would have 300,000 or 400,000 people a year dying of prostate cancer. And yet the government has appointed a committee to allow that to happen. Now, why would they do that? Why? Because there are too many older people, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, there is not enough money to provide health care for the very old and for the very young as well. And there is a program to allow the elderly or the people that reached a certain age just to die because we're going to have ration access to health care because there's only a limited amount of money. We're going to double the number of people on Medicare in this next 10, 15 years. And, of course, how will we take care of them all? Well, we can't admit the socialized system doesn't work. So we're going to just have to let them die. At least that's my estimation. Am I being certainly unrealistic on this?
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Hit a couple of nails right on the head there, Dr. Stan. One is that this isn't, While the older population is growing and it's going to be a tsunami of people because we have great health care in this country, men and women are living longer than ever before, although there can be improvements made, most assuredly, but they're still living a lot longer and they will, of course, need more health care to keep them active and vibrant as they age. So that is absolutely right when you say that it's very difficult to keep pace with the costs that are associated with the level of care, and government simply cannot bear that cost alone, and government doesn't bear the cost. The American taxpayers provide the money to government to bear that cost. But we also now have general growth in the general population. So younger individuals also will be subject to this Affordable Care Act. So the overall approach to health care for older and younger, from cradle to grave, will be government-mandated, government-run, bureaucratically oversighted health care. And that's very, very, I think, problematic, very, very dangerous, because, again, the government and the taxpayers do not have unlimited funds to provide free health care for everyone from cradle to grave for the next 5 years, I don't believe, but certainly 20 years out. So the listeners in the audience now who are in their 40s, in 20 years when they're in their 60s and need maybe a little bit more health care, the money is not going to be there, or they will be taxed to the point where it makes no sense for it to be universal health care.
But I think what people have to understand is in places like Canada, where they've had universal health care for 20, 25 years, basically you need to get something surgically done. It may take you a year or 2 years. In England, right, where they've been doing it for 40 years, it may take you 3 or 4 years to get on the list. They have to put you on the list. But people don't understand that socialized medicine doesn't work. It worked fine when the average person died at 65 years of age, and so you could certainly begin offering health care at 65. But basically, this is no longer the case, and now people are lasting till 80, 81, 82 years of age on average. You probably know that better than I do. But basically, we've got to kill off the elderly so there'll be enough money to make this system work. This is the reality of what it's all about, and nobody wants to say this. And basically, there's some people who are very old at 83. There are other people who are very, very astute and capable at 83 and may live another 10 years. But we are going to see, I believe, a program, and I believe it's already underway, to access, to ration access to health care to justify letting people die. And, of course, once these committees are in place, there'll be nothing you can do, and you'll lost your right to health care. And you may have to go to other countries to get health care, but you're not going to get it here in this country. What are your thoughts on that?
We're already seeing it, Dr. Stan. I remember, and I'm a little fuzzy on all the details, but so please pardon me if I'm a little, not as exacting as I'd like to try and be. But several years ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, there was legislation passed in Washington State that for certain medical conditions, there was quite frank rationing ongoing. And yes, it was targeted to certain populations. And what health economists, if you will, look at as a metric to see, is it worth spending the money or what they call qualies, quality-adjusted life years. So what these economists do is they take the cold, hard science of economic analyses, return on investment, if you will, that you would apply to a business machine, a cash register, or a computer, or carpeting, and they apply it to life function. So in Washington, and we hear this being discussed even now for cancer treatment, what do we do? How does it extend the quality? What's the quality? How does it extend the quality of life adjusted years for the expense? And what they do is they go through a calculation. They say, hey, look, if you're a 90-year-old guy who needs cataract surgery, it's not worth it because, and they come up with some economic rationalization. But if you're a 20-year-old guy, it's worth it. It is, to me, a very cold calculation that doesn't take into the human factor, because as you said, you can have some very vibrant, active 80, 70, 80-year-old individuals who certainly deserve the good access to good health care. When I was training...
Well, I'm going to have to, because we're running out of time. I want you to get your information out so people know how to get in touch with you and your effort to inform people about this effort for the rationing of health care. What we're really talking about is cutting back on health care and letting people die. Go right ahead. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, thank you for that, Dr. Ben. You can reach me through the organization I work for, which is the Men's Health Network. And that website address is www.menshealthnetwork.org.
Menshealthnetwork.org. Right ahead.
That's it. That's the best way to reach me. There's also a lot of information about the PSA testing, overarching issues about health care for men and their families that may be very, very helpful to your listeners, both for their personal health issues, but also on the public policy issues regarding how health care is likely to move forward under Obamacare.
Well, what it's going to be is the rationing of access to health care. There's no question this is what they have in mind. What they're really going to have to do is kill off the elderly, because it's the only way to make the system work. They do not believe in the free enterprise system where we make our own decisions.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Cynthia, the Obamacare is the fast track to socialized medicine. It's great. Right now, it's just for the elderly, but before long, it's going to be for everyone. And basically, that's what this new legislation is. Everybody's going to have health care insurance, which is going to be controlled by the federal government. Where does this sort of a system end up? Well, look at Russia today, where, of course, there's a sense of hopelessness. People die. Mortality rate is so high, they're losing 1 to 2 million people from the population every year, and basically in 50 years, while they have a very small population in Russia, they know exactly what they're doing. Socialized medicine doesn't work, but that's what Obamacare is. I guess it's been Dr. Sal Georgiana, and I want to thank you so very much for being with us. I'd like to get you on again on some of our other programs. Would you be willing to come?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan. I enjoy talking with you, and very importantly, I enjoy informing the American public about things they need to give great thought to.
And one more time, let's get your web page out so people would know how to get in touch with your internet page.
Yes, Dr. Sal Georgiani, and I can be reached through the Men's Health Network at www.menshealthnetwork.org.
Men's Health Network.org. God bless and thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a pleasant evening.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me explain to you that there really is a genocidal program out there. Those of you who have not certainly seen my material on population control, you need to hear my talk on planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, and our latest talk, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Those are three separate talks. Planned Population Reduction, they're all available on DVD. Planned Population Reduction, None Dare Call It Genocide, and Population Control, the Covert Agenda. If you can get my treatise, it's 20 years old, but it's still probably one of the best things written. It's called the Population Control Agenda. You can get it on the internet by typing that in. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And just scroll down on the front page. You'll see it listed there. And suddenly go down to that area, suddenly punch it in, and then you can pull it up and read it, copy it, and circulate it. There is a genocidal program. They do intend to kill off the vast majority of people in the world, and people look at you and say, that's crazy talk. Who in their right mind would want to kill off the majority of the people in the world? And the answer is, nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who are under the control of dark and sinister spiritual forces who want to kill off God's highest creation, and because they have an intense hatred of God. And that's, of course, why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which doesn't deal specifically with population, but that and the other things that I mentioned specifically in my talk on the planned population reduction. That's a small pamphlet. It's available on the internet, available from us. If you get any of the other items, you get a copy of that free of charge. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Remember the DVDs? Planned Population Reduction, Nandare College Genocide, Population Control, covert agenda. Then the little pamphlet is Population Control Agenda. It's available on the internet. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to get our other material from our website, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we certainly would appreciate it. And we hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because right now we could certainly use the help. But if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders, but to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly tell others about our program, encourage them to listen, and let them understand there is a genocidal program being carried out, and it, of course, is targeted at the United States of America, as our programs are targeted at eliminating most of the people in the world today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, I hope they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who certainly is the former editor of the New American Magazine, the current managing editor of Republic Magazine. He has his own blogs and blog sites, but he's certainly one of the more acute and astute writers on our side, and he does an excellent analysis of what's really going on in the world today. Certainly, William is with us every Friday at this time, and then, of course, William also writes the newsletter for Radio Liberty. I don't really have the time to do this anymore, and so I've been doing it for 15 years. Now we've assigned the task to William Grigg. He's doing an excellent job, and so we hope we're going to be able to get William onto the line here as we begin analyzing what is happening here in America today. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. There's a small group of people who control our military, our banking system, our corporate system, the leadership of both political parties, our educational system, both undergraduate and graduate, certainly our churches, our media. And with this power, they're largely able to shape what the American people think. Their ultimate goal is world government. They're globalists, and certainly they are involved in a process called creative destruction. When Alan Greenspan was asked before a Senate committee, what is this idea of creative destruction? He was very forthright. He said, well, basically the foreign policy here in the United States is based upon globalism. We want to create this new international society, but before we can do that, we have to certainly destroy the old one. To create this new society, we're going to have to destroy the old society, and certainly it's going to mean a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. We're going to transfer our jobs, our protection overseas, but we're going to create this wonderful new society. That's what it's all about. But behind that are sinister spiritual forces, which most people do not recognize, because basically we are actually involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, certainly educational battlefield. And probably not one in 100 Americans who doesn't listen to our programs understands. If you listen to our program regularly, we hope you begin to see how this all fits together. And now, without further ado, Mr. William Grieg. How are we doing tonight, William?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing a lot better, and I need to apologize to you and to your supporters who are expecting the newsletter for this month. I managed to get about 2 weeks behind as I was sick over the first couple of weeks of this month, and that really threw my schedule into the hopper.
Well, I'm so sorry. No, we figured there had to be some reason. You get it out as soon as you can, and we'll cover for you in the meantime.
I do appreciate it.
Anyway, are you feeling better now?
I'm feeling immeasurably better, and I do appreciate your concern and your help.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you live with all those children, William has a large family. I think he has six children.
That's it,
and
yeah.
Basically, of course, when you live with six children, they're always coming down with some new disease, and of course, William takes a large share of raising those children, and so I'm sure he picks up every new disease that comes into the family. But you go ahead and tell us.
I do manage to catch every bug that throws itself at me.
Right.
And so I would be in a really bad situation if this monstrosity called Obamacare comes to fruition, which of course is something we're going to have to discuss this evening.
All right, fine. Well, of course, Obamacare, you must understand, is a program for rationing access to health care. It is going to be aimed at the elderly people like me, but of course it's going to affect the quality of health care all across the world.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William Greig, and we're talking about the tragedy of socialized medicine, which is what Obamacare is. But we've had socialized medicine really more or less since 1965 with the advent of Medicare and Medicaid, and they've driven the cost of health care up to phenomenal levels. Now, you must understand, I had my heart operated on. I saw the bill that the surgeon submitted. $11,000 for a new aortic valve and for a coronary bypass. Now, probably when he got paid, if he was lucky, he might have gotten $2,000 or $1,500 for that. But he's required to build $11,000 so that he could get the $1,500 or $2,000 actual payment for the government. But the government insists that the other doctor bills all of his other cases, private insurance cases, $11,000. Well, of course, if you are in some medical groups, why, of course, they can get the price down. But if you are an individual and you get, unfortunately, you go to a doctor and you have even regular insurance, he's going to bill you $11,000. Your hospital is going to pay, or your insurance policy is going to pay maybe $1,000, $1,500 of that. And the rest of it, you're going to have to pick up yourself. They have done everything they can to drive up the cost of health care to the point where it's impossible. Now, you can actually, if you have a serious illnesses, you can go to your hospital and say, look, I don't have the money. Oh, we'll be glad to pay you part. And they'll probably say, you pay us a third, we'll be happy. If you're not smart enough to understand how the game is played, well, you can end up in the poorhouse, paying your hospital bill, which is driven up intentionally by the federal government that wants intentionally to create a crisis so that we can drive people into a socialized system, so they can ration access to health care, so they can kill off, in my estimation, a significant part of the population. Because, of course, one of the major policies of the current government in Washington, D.C. is population control. They believe there are too many people in the world. They are part of a program that has already killed several billion people throughout the world, and they are killing millions of people every day, and they intend to kill billions more, and the average individual has no idea what is really going on. And I'm going to be quiet, William, and let you go ahead and pick up the story, but anybody who wants to know the background of what I'm saying needs to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. William, you pick up the story.
You told the story magnificently, and you're exactly right, focusing on the aspect of population control. The government is in charge of providing health care and requires us to be part of the system. That, by definition, is controlling the population. It's controlling us in the most intimate fashion. It's putting us into a proprietary relationship in which they own us. It's a complete repudiation of the idea of self-ownership, or perhaps to phrase this in a way more amenable to Christian concepts, exclusive franchise over that which God owns. As a believer, I recognize that my Lord and Redeemer created me and redeemed me and that I am his, which means I should not be the servant of men. He's given me plenary ownership within a temporal framework over my life. And it's not something that I owe to any other human being. Unfortunately, the government that rules us presumes to exercise that type of proprietary control over us. That's controlling population through direct ownership by the state, and that's the objective of every totalitarian system. They not only want to control the means of production, they want to control you. And you mentioned the fact that population control is practiced by regimes akin to the one ruling us, always involves the needless violent death or premature death of innocent people in large numbers. I don't know why it is that the so-called progressives who are applauding what happened to the Supreme Court this week cannot connect the dots One dot being Mr. Obama's undisguised lust to have this corporatist health care program, that is to say, corporate socialist health care program. And this is something that is pursued by the same person who does have death panels, that is to say, there is within the White House apparatus a secretive star chamber type panel, the composed list of people who are subject to summary execution with presidential approval by way of a missile fired by a remote pilot's drone or by way of a hit squad. This is the same guy who has created and signed off on the architecture of a new healthcare program, the guy who believes that it is his right to kill according to his whim. I don't know why it is that the progressives, who have such refined sensibilities about the compassionate imperative to help people, can't understand the connection between these two things. Just as I can't understand why it is that there's so many so-called Republican conservatives who are expansively skeptical about the exercise of government power in any realm that doesn't involve killing people. The only thing that really gets conservatives of the Fox News stripe really excited, the only thing that really seems to inspire their supposedly patriotic impulse, is the spectacle of the government killing people in large numbers as long as they belong to an enemy cohort. But that's the sort of thing that represents, I think, sort of the 2020 blindness, if you will, of the bipartisan political arrangement in this country. It's all defined by whom you hate rather than what it is you're trying to protect. And the rhetoric that has emerged here over the last couple of days as the result of the Supreme Court's perfectly abominable decision is really quite telling, because for the left, what really matters now is that they're in charge. Their guy exercises this power, and the Supreme Court has ratified the idea that whatever he decrees, whatever he ordains, is supposedly constitutional. That means they have the power, and they have a victory over the domestic faction that they don't like. And that's exactly the reverse of what happened a few years ago when Bush was in power. And the Fox News, rather than the MSNBC or CNBC cohort, was in the ascendant. And they believed that it was important that the other side simply submit to their will, because they have the power. That means that whatever they propose to do with it is legitimate. There was actually a commentary I read on a left-leaning site called Crooks and Liars that was upbraiding Rand Paul, who, for all of his weaknesses, does understand that what happened with the so-called health care decision this week was an abomination. They were saying, obviously, he's an American. He's an America hater. He's an unpatriotic America hater, because he doesn't believe in the rule of law, which means that whatever the Supreme Court ordains supposedly is the rule of law. By that logic, of course, the Dred Scott decision remains valid constitutional law, because the Chief Justice of the United States, Judge Justice Roger Taney, wrote a decision saying that in Dred Scott that black people have no rights that white men are required to respect. In that decision, he said that it is perfectly constitutional for one human being to assert ownership over another. The Dred Scott decision really is the great antecedent, of what the Supreme Court decided this last week, because they said that the federal government can exercise ownership over us in the name of health care. The federal government, using the taxing power, can compel us to be part of a medical system that they would own, operate, and manage. And one of the things that is being said by defenders of this arrangement is that this is still a private health care system, because we'd have private insurance companies that would be paying for the procedures that the government would dictate, the government would supervise, arrange, and manage.
But what I think that they don't understand is that there are going to be federal panels that will determine how medicine will be practiced and what the criteria will be for treatment for people at certain ages. And Chris, this was all determined in previous legislation. The committees are already there, and they really are simply dedicated to rationing of access to health care. You cannot have a government that tells doctors how to practice medicine, but actually can put doctors into either prison or fine them excessively for deviating from the patterns of treatment that are dictated by Washington, D.C. And as a physician, I can tell you that if this program goes through as is laid out, why, of course, you're going to have a hard time getting a physician in the United States, because they wouldn't dare submit themselves to being paid by the federal government. If you're going to get a physician, you're going to have to pay him privately. The doctors who work for the government, I certainly will not be able to treat you as they think is best. They will be required to do what they were told by the people in government, and if they do not, they'll either be fined or imprisoned or ruined financially. This is where we are headed with this legislation. And, of course, people have forgotten. Who was it who appointed Judge Roberts to his position? Of course, it was Richard Nixon. The Republicans put him in. The Republicans put in this fellow who actually, and of course, you have to understand that the same people control both the Republican and the Democrat Party, and they rotate back and forth. That should give you the idea, the perception that we have a free electoral a process. We do not. We have one political party with two branches. You can go to the power. You go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. They play these little games with the Supreme Court, where they, many of the justices there are simply have been sold out. They are told what to do, and they come up with the decisions based not upon the right or wrong of a decision, but what they are ordered to do. And if they don't, well, people know very well what happened to Jack Kennedy, what happened to his brother, what happened to Martin Luther King. They actually killed people in this country. Oh, they've forgotten what happened to George Wallace, who said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sent an assassin to get him. They sent an assassin to get Ross Perot and his family. Unfortunately, the assassin didn't carry out the murder. The assassin's name was Chip Tatum. You can hear my conversation, my interview with Chip Tatum, who subsequently has disappeared, never to be seen again. He was the assassin employed by our government to kill Ross Perot and his family. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something real. And you better understand what's going on and get involved. Go right ahead, William.
I think that it's important for people to recognize that everything government does involves either the infliction of lethal force or the threat of lethal force. That's why the last entity on earth you want to have involved in healthcare is government, which is involved in nothing more or less than murder or threat of murder in everything that it does.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is William Greig, one of the most astute observers and writers in the conservative field. We're so fortunate to have him with us every Friday evening at this time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Right ahead, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is just talking about certainly the Supreme Court is not to pass law. It is to defend the Constitution, but of course Justice Roberts, his justification of letting the health care bill pass was, well, certainly this is a good legislation, and maybe, possibly, why, because we could justify it under this guise. He actually used the word possibly, rather than certainly that this is the way what the Supreme Court says. Basically, he wanted to allow this to stand. Why? Because Justice Roberts is simply a shill for the power elite who control our nation, who want to impose this genocidal program on the American people. Go right ahead.
I think the most important thing about the disposition of Justice Roberts, whatever might be happening behind the scenes, and I certainly defer to your superior command of the details regarding what we might call deep politics here. There are things that happen, as you point out, that constitute duress on the part of the shadow government exercised against those who are part of the visible government in order to make them pliant to the demands of the power elite. But whatever else you can say about what happens sub rosa here, Judge John Roberts has a well-established background of being exceptionally deferential to the exercise of executive power. And this bill, although it was enacted by Congress, this is a bill that originated in the Senate, and that's interesting because this is a revenue bill, this is a tax bill, that checkmates the idea that it's in any way a legitimate exercise of legislative authority, because if it's a revenue bill, it has to begin in the House rather than in the Senate. And that's something that was a matter of some debate and discussion in 2009 and 2010. And at the time, of course, Mr. Obama, 3 years ago, was insisting that this is not a tax, that this is not a tax increase, that this is a form of intervention by way of the Commerce Clause to make commerce in a particular type of service more regular, which, of course, was utter speciousness and sophistry. And Mr. Obama is a past master of speciousness and sophistry. And now, of course, that the Supreme Court has said that it's perfectly acceptable to impose this kind of tax, Obama says, well, basically, that's what I was thinking all along. This might be that rare case in which Mr. Obama was telling the truth. I don't doubt for a second that he's bright enough to have recognized that what he was doing was a tax increase. But given that this originated in the Senate rather than the House, there's another point of infirmity here in making the case that this is a legitimate exercise of the taxing power. But this creates a huge and so far not adequately limbed bureaucracy that would be controlled by the executive branch. It, of course, is a huge public works project for the IRS, and it envisions the up-armoring of the IRS into a full-blown enforcement agency of the sort that you would see in a Soviet-style totalitarian state. The IRS, of course, is a three-letter secret police agency. It is an organ of state terrorism. And the fact that they would be so deeply involved in the so-called health care program once again illustrates the real nature of what's going on here. The fact that you've got this enforcement program disguised as a health care program that would compel people to participate on penalty of extraction of revenue through direct force and the threat of lethal force shows you that this is not something which is intended to make healthcare more affordable to that standard roster of worthies that we always hear invoked every time the government extends authority to extended power. This will be beneficial to the poor, to women, and minorities. That trifecta, of course, was beaten home with nauseating insistence over the last 24 hours. This is a win for the poor. This is a win for the disenfranchised. This is a win for women and minorities. It's the sort of thing that brings to mind that wonderful line about how the New York Times would report the impending collision of the Earth with the doomsday asteroid. You know, doomsday asteroid set to collide with Earth next week, women, poor, and minorities to be most adversely affected. I mean, that's just the way these people operate. That's the default channel in which the propaganda runs, and it's the most perfect nonsense. Because this is intended to make more poor and to disenfranchise more people, and minorities will be more adversely affected by this act of state intervention because they tend to be more marginal. They tend to be people less equipped with means in order to obtain the health care that we need. And as you say, Dr. Stan, people will die, and the people who will die first and most plentifully in the initial phase of this are going to be the poor, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, the minorities, the supposed beneficiaries of liberal compassion.
And, of course, increasingly, people will probably be going to Mexico or to other countries where at least there's a semblance of free medical care, and they may have to pay for the medical care, but it will be that or a matter of dying. People find it very hard to believe this could really happen in the United States. But it's not only theoretically possible, it is actually in the process of being enacted today. Going to be very interesting to see what happens in November. I think this will be a major issue. I hope it's one that will be used to defeat Barack Obama.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Grigg. And we're simply talking about the Obamacare, which is going to be imposed upon us, certainly as a result of the Supreme Court decision. And Justice Roberts, obviously, is playing a part. Justice Roberts is certainly, you have to understand that they threaten people, they kill people who don't go along with them. And Justice Roberts, whether he really believes in what he's doing or whether he's simply carrying out instructions, we will never know. We don't know what's in his mind, but if you've read his decision on the Obamacare bill, you realize, of course, there is no justification for this under the Constitution, and what he is basically doing is he is imposing Obamacare on the American people because he wants to impose it. Or maybe he has been told to impose it. We will never know unless, of course, certainly Justice Roberts comes forward. But if he did come forward and tell the truth, don't you think for 1 minute they wouldn't kill both he and his family? Go right ahead.
One of the reasons why there's such plentiful suspicion over the idea that some kind of undue influence is brought to bear on Justice Roberts is the fact that there is abundant evidence, particularly in the text of the defense, that up until the proverbial last minute, John Roberts was prepared to vote the other way, and that his decision, which was written with the four left-leaning justices on the court, his majority decision was retrofitted with his ruling literally the last minute. And this is being referred to as another switch in time to save nine, and that's a figure of speech that we recall from the attempt by America's first fascist president for life, FDR, back in the 1930s, to railroad through his fascist program, which is what the so-called New Deal was, particularly the first New Deal with the Blue Eagle National Recovery Act stormtroopers, literally putting people in jail for trying to engage in competitive commerce. That's what the New Deal was like during the high era, the high tide of Mussolini Italian-style corporatist socialism. Under the FDR regime, when literally the first 100 days saw the brain trust meet and go over the works of Giovanni Gentile and the other Italian theoreticians of fascism. During the first New Deal, there were supposedly two New Deals that we could talk about. The Supreme Court was blessedly obstructionist, trying to hold back FDR's effort to seize control over the productive economy. And then FDR threatened to change the numerical composition of the court so as to pack it with his toadies and sycophants. And the court reacted to that, no doubt to quietly communicated and more direct threats, saw the supposed wisdom in ratifying this revolution within the form that resulted in the New Deal being inflicted on the country, albeit a somewhat attenuated version of the same socialist, corporate socialist monstrosity that FDR had originally created. Same sort of thing apparently happened here, because Roberts, until the wee hours of the morning, perhaps, until just prior to publication, was set to vote to repeal, or vote to overturn it, to nullify it, to find it unconstitutional. And you look at the way the media had anticipated this. They were ready to heap all kinds of abuse on Antonin Scalia, on the assumption that Antonin Scalia would be the figure who would catalyze the movement on behalf of the majority to vote against Obamacare. And John Roberts was going to be portrayed as a somewhat dim-witted and malleable man who was in the over his depth, he was well over his head, out of his depth. And his legacy was going to be one of doddering incompetence and misplaced ideological fervor. That was the line that the establishment media was pushing until that morning. And it's interesting how you see the first reaction on the part of CNN and a couple of the other major news carriers was to say that Obamacare had been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. There were news that was the first thing that you heard as they're trying to scoop each other. They'd obviously been programmed to give us that message. And yet Roberts, at the last minute, apparently changed his vote. That tends to underscore and make credible the idea that something was done, something was said to Mr. Roberts, to Justice Roberts, to get him to rule the way he did.
Well, I think, you know, that basically if we've heard the story, which our good friend Malachi Martin, Father Malachi Martin, told us about how Pope John Paul II was chosen by the College of Cardinals, and certainly a gentleman, a cardinal, had been elected by the majority of the cardinals. He was on the way up to the podium to accept the nomination to become the next pope, to follow certainly John Paul I, and basically, on the way to the podium, somebody handed him a little slip of paper where it said, if you accept the papacy, you and every member of your family will be killed. As a result, of course, the cardinal turned down the appointment, and then we got John Paul II. Now, this is a story that certainly Father Malachi Martin told me. You can actually hear the story in our four-tape set on The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the world really works. And if you believe, of course, you're going to get the truth from the media, why, of course, you are certainly greatly deceived. The way the real world really works, if you get out of line, they kill you and they kill your family. I'm not imagining this. If you'd like to hear that interview with certainly Father Malachi Martin, it's available in our four CD or four tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Go right ahead, William.
On the subject of what's going to be done now by way of Obamacare and the fact that this is going to be an amplification of what we presently have, which is not free market medicine, I wanted to review just a little bit something that I discussed in a previous segment about my own experience in talking with people who are in the actual practice of medicine. I remember one of the specialists I dealt with, who was also a general practitioner, he specialized in gastrointestinal medicine, but he was also a general practitioner, and he was somebody who was on call as an emergency physician. I asked him about the frustrations he had in dealing with these multifarious levels of government-mandated intervention between himself and the patient. He said that the one thing he really enjoyed was working during Christmas in the emergency room. And I said, well, why would you enjoy working in the emergency room on Christmas? I could think of a few things that would be more dismal or stressful or tragic. And he said, that's practically the only time I can actually practice medicine. Because on Christmas, during Christmas break, there are several days when all the people with the HMO administration, who are the bean counters and the red tape specialists, they're not here. I don't have to get their approval. I can actually practice medicine that needs to be performed for the benefit of the patient as I was educated to practice it. And as a physician, I find that to be very rewarding.
And, you know, basically, I practiced medicine before all these rules and regulations came in. I will tell you, medicine is a noble profession.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to practice it. I love practicing medicine. And then, of course, in came Medicare. And little by little, like a thief at night, steady step by step, I said, in the darkness, while they gradually tightened the noose around the neck of the doctors to today. Doctors certainly are restricted in what they can do, and if you're in the hospital, you do what you are told to do. Your income is restricted. Certainly, my wife had a shoulder surgery, and she saw the surgeon postoperatively one time. And then, of course, all postoperative care after that was carried out by a physician's assistant. I think maybe 3 or 4 months after the surgery, she saw the surgeon again. I remember when I practiced surgery, I followed my own patients. I was responsible for them. They were answerable to me, and I was answerable to them. That's all changed. We are living in a whole different world. Go right ahead.
And, of course, what you talk about as a physician in the practice of Hippocratic medicine is the idea that the best interest of the patient, according to the best wisdom of standard for care. And that's not what happens when you have what's called the veterinary ethic of medicine. And we've been living under a system that could be better described as the veterinary ethic, in which there's another party who intervenes, who makes decisions, or at least can, in certain circumstances, either ratify or decline treatment that the physician would consider to be appropriate that the patient really needs. If you're the third party to that transaction, and you control the funding, and you regulate through control of funding what the practitioner can provide, then the best interests of the patient are subordinate to the best interests of the third party in the system. That's what happens in every government-mandated medical system. You take a look at what's going on in the National Health Service over in Great Britain right now, and a number of other countries in continental Europe. You have the veterinary ethic, where older people who are considered to be of marginal use to society, however one characterizes that abstraction, are not considered to be worthy recipients of care because it is disproportionately expensive. Of course, it wouldn't be disproportionately expensive to that individual with that individual's family and loved ones, but they are not the ones making the decision. The decision is made by some administrator who grandly arrogates to him or herself the title of the representative of this abstraction, this bloodless abstraction called society. And by society, they're not talking about people who are freely meeting in commerce and in fellowship and in covenant and all these other wonderful things that involve consent and mutually beneficial interaction. That's what society is. They're talking about the state. The state, of course, is the political class. It is, as Friedrich Nietzsche said, the coldest of all cold monsters. Everything it has is stolen. Everything that it says is a lie. You don't want the coldest of all cold monsters intervening in matters of primary or emergency care for somebody you love. It's interesting, I think, that Dick Cheney just recently received a heart, a replacement heart. And I found myself wondering if that heart would have been otherwise provided to, for instance, a wounded veteran of one of the wars that Mr. Cheney and his cadre inflicted upon this country. Mr. Cheney, as somebody who actuarially, in terms of his age, would be a really poor recipient for a heart if he were a member of the mundane class, somebody like you or me, Dr. Stan, somebody who's not part of the political elite. And I've often thought that as the screws tighten down and this government-administered so-called health care program becomes more and more visible and intangible presence, that decisions of this sort are going to become more commonplace, where people who are part of the Politburo, people who are in the exalted class of society, are going to have first and privileged access to critical care, not just in terms of heart and other organ transplants, but in terms of other things that are necessary for dealing with the type of tragic situations that befall people all the time. We actually do have very good medical care in this country. It's very sophisticated. Technologically, it's very refined. There are many, many countless really talented and dedicated people. And you think, Dr. Stan, the profession of medicine is a noble one. That's one of the reasons I suspect why Jesus chose a physician as one of his disciples. The thing is, it's not the fault of the providers here when we find ourselves looking at our health care bills and wondering how on earth we're possibly going to discharge them. Yeah, this is a reflection of the fact that government intervention has put a premium on finding people to intervene between the practitioner and the recipient of the medical treatment. These multiple layers of intervening bureaucracy that are immensely frustrating to the physician and immensely frustrating to the patient, and that create this crisis of expense, which, of course, dictates another intervention that's going to make things worse. And it's a similar dynamic to what we see in education. I'm appalled frequently by the number of television advertisements I see. We do have digital television here, and because our family had made a lifestyle choice not to have cable, but some of the members of our extended family decided that it was unsuitable for our family not to have a television. We didn't miss it, but they decided we should have one. They provided us with a digital box and a television, which means that we can watch old movies and things like that. That's rather pleasant. Waste of time, granted, but sometimes you have some time to kill. And so we're watching an oldie station that shows old movies and old television series back when there was still a residue of decency in our public culture. And the advertisements on this particular oldie station fall into one of three categories. You're either talking about people who need help with their debts, you're talking about people who are old and sick and dying, and you're also talking about people who are out of work and looking for some way to improve their life through education. And because the federal government's put so much money into the educational system now, you have all these offers for so-called for-profit colleges and all these federally subsidized scholarship programs, creating this huge education bubble where, because the money is there, the demand is being created, and it's creating this huge dislocation in the market and these bad signals in terms of pricing. The same thing is going on in education now that has been going on in healthcare and happened in the housing market. The thing is, any one of those things is catastrophic taken singly. Taken together, of course, you're talking world historic catastrophe. But when you're talking about what happens in medicine, we're talking about something that's going to get people killed. And that, I contend, given that we're dealing with people who are not stupid, they're malevolent, but they're not stupid, the fact that this can be foreseen and that we can actually see historical examples of this happening, as you say, Dr. Stan, is pretty powerful circumstantial evidence of intent. They intend for this to be a catastrophe that will result in huge numbers of avoidable and premature deaths.
I think you're absolutely right, but before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can certainly learn about the Republic magazine, how they can get to your blog site, how they can get to your PayPal button, because, of course, William is primarily a self-supporting. He has certainly, we depend upon him to write our newsletter, but he does need help for his family and six children, and believe me, as the editor certainly of the magazines, he doesn't make that much in the way of money, but we need to keep him going, and certainly we appreciate if people are in a position to help our good friend William Grieg. Go ahead and get the information about Republic Magazine, about your blog, and about your PayPal button.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I really do appreciate that. I'm grateful for all the help that we've received. My primary outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate. Just go to Google and type in Pro Libertate and my last name, Grieg, and that should be the first return. William Grieg, or some variant of that, should take you to Pro Libertate, or go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Republicmagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine. If you go into the website, you'll find a place where you can type in the contact information to subscribe to our free newsletter, which is a compilation of articles that we post every day at the Republic Magazine website. There's also subscription information there for both the e-book, the Kindle edition of the magazine, and the hard copy that we can sign you up for. The Kindle edition of the next issue is ready. It's available. As a matter of fact, I understand some of your subscribers or some of your listeners contacted me last week and said that they're getting the Kindle edition of Republic, which I thought was quite interesting. And also, there are links to the other properties published by the same company, including Survivalist Magazine, survivalist.com, and I'm helping to edit that publication as well.
All right, very good. And, of course, at the bottom of all of William's articles is a link
to PayPal button.
Yeah. And PayPal button, and don't forget to say that. William's a little shy about that. In fact, we had to really twist his arm to actually to get that PayPal button, but I'm sure it has helped. And of course, just for survival in this business, why we need all the help we can get. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. You hang on, William.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Stan, this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We look forward to you. We depend upon you to listen to our program to help us, as suddenly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then on the weekends, we are there to make sure that somewhere in America, people are getting the truth every single week. So if you agree with our message, you agree that we have something different to say, that worthwhile to say, you believe in our thesis that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, cultural, and ideological battlefield, then we hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or you can, of course, if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, our advertisers do very well, and we have several advertisers been with us for a great deal of time. And we hope that maybe you'll want to join that number of people, of faithful advertisers with Radio Liberty. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll want to get some of our information. Certainly we have my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that go with that. We have my talk, The World Revolution, my ambassador with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. He will tell you Fidel Castro never won a battle. Fidel Castro never won a battle. He didn't win the revolution. He was installed by our State Department that knew he was a communist. And of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel regularly. Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. This is told in my interview with Ambassador Smith, or by reading David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. It's called simply Memoirs. If you want to know about how we finance communism and Nazism and the North Vietnamese and terrorism, why, at least the first three are covered in a talk, an interview we did with Professor Anthony Sutton. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And then, of course, if you'd like to see my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. Why, of course, that is that one of our most recent interviews is called The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have all sorts of books. We have wonderful books going into every aspect of what's going on. We have the newest one we're carrying. It's called, let's see, Arthritis, Autoimmune Disease, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease. And we recommend this very strongly, showing the relationship between rheumatoid arthritis and chronic infection. And because the subtitle is The Infection Connection. Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, The Infection Connection. And then, of course, we have so many books that you need to get copies of. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, if you're only going to get one book, get Brotherhood of Darkness and read it through several times. Of course, we have Professor Quigley's writings going into the background of the secret society that controls America today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to our leaders, our ministers, but Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, Sidney Chuck, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be with you again, may the Lord be with you.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.